guys, welcome back to my podcast, and today I'm going to talk about a very interesting topic. I know each or most of you know about what is going on in the US right now and some other parts of the world, including Kenya. If you have been keeping up, I'm sure you've come across the name George Floyd. Now, George was murdered on May 25th in Minneapolis after a police officer knelt on his neck for more than 8 minutes while he was begging and telling them, "I can't breathe." Now, his death has sparked protests and demonstrations across the US, with the demonstrators calling for the end of racism and police killing of black people. Twitter was in flames as Kenyans on Twitter accused some people who were tweeting on the Black Lives Matter trend of hypocrisy. This situation got us thinking of what exactly is happening in our own country. How does it happen that in Kenya, there is salons for particular races that you as a Kenyan woman with your African kinky hair can't get any service? It's just the other day we saw a video of a Chinese citizen flogging a Kenyan worker. You've heard stories of Asian-only apartments in some parts of Nairobi, which honestly comes as a shocker. It hurts as a Kenyan to see, even as we get angered about racism in other countries, we don't get angry enough of racism that is openly taking place on our soil. I mean, how does Kenya have places where you as a Kenyan citizen can't live, get service, or even just chill? It's really mind-blowing to experience such things in your own country where you as a citizen is supposed to feel free and protected. Now, talking of protection, what exactly is the Kenyan police force doing to its citizens? Law-abiding or not, in broad daylight, murder cases by police officers are on the rise, and there, fellow Kenyans, there is where the problem lies. It's literally a man-eat-man society, and if you can't treat your brother or sister fairly, how do you expect someone else, to treat them fairly? Even more sad that when you walk up to those places where Kenyan, or rather black people, can't live or go, you find your fellow brothers and sisters, all black people, are the ones telling you words like "hapa wakubali mtu kama sio Indian," or "are you vegetarian," or "atufanyi nywele sio za Indians kwa hii salon," or any other race that they do the service for. And to be sincere, I don't have a problem with those people because they are doing as instructed. And you can clearly see the fear in their eyes. What is sad is the fact that no matter how you look at it, this is modern day slavery in your own country where you have to do something even though it asks you just to get a living. It's high time the government takes the initiative and makes sure that no one in this country is treated unfairly. No one in this country should be discriminated because of the color of the skin. You didn't choose to be born that way. And there should never be a particular race apartments or a particular race salon. Each and everyone should be fairly treated.